This is a podcast from the BBC.
On Tuesday, Scott Mills' daily podcast, which is on now, we've got a new favourite phrase to use that you can say anytime someone asks you if you've been to see a gig. More reasons why Australian reality TV is the best. The ghost lady on This Morning has a new lover. And did Examples promise to give one of our listeners free tickets to one of his gigs actually happen? Scott Mills, BBC Radio. So, something I was telling Chris about at the weekend is... Well, someone at Radio 2 told me this story, and... I mean, we don't have any audio evidence to back it up, because it was really a long time ago. But it really made you chuckle a bit, didn't it?
Yeah. Also, I can honestly believe that this happened.
Yeah. So, I don't know the name of the DJ, but it was in the 80s at some point. And he was on air saying that he'd been to see... I think it was Cher at a gig at Wembley in London. So he played one of Cher's songs from back in the day. This is a long time ago. And he was like, I went to see Cher last night at London's Wembley Arena. She was really on form, did all the hits. And then it came to light that the gig had actually been cancelled. So the gig didn't happen at all, and he hadn't been, so he was just blagging it, basically.
I sort of missed part of this story when you first told me it, because I thought you were talking about one of our bosses that we'd just been speaking to.
No.
And that this was something that they'd done. But I love it so much.
Yeah, so it's like Cher last night, London's Wembley Arena. She was really on form, did all the hits. And I thought we could take this on board now as our thing.
Yeah.
So even if you haven't been to see someone, you could just say it. You know what I mean?
I think this is the key. It's like, it doesn't matter whether you've seen a gig or not. And I always get people coming up to me and going, oh, did you see so-and-so last night? It's like, no, I wasn't there. But from now on, I'm just going to use this line.
Yeah, they're really
for
on
absolutely
form.
Everything. Because it doesn't actually matter if you go to a gig or not, because no. You can always just say this.
Yeah, so did you see Banks and Ranks last night in Glasgow? Yeah, she was really on form, did all the hits.
Yeah.
I think it should always be she as well.
Yeah, she was really on form, did all the hits.
So if you have been to see anyone maybe over the weekend, at one of the festivals like Creamfields or Reading or Leeds or SW4, or maybe, I don't know, like Justin Timberlake was on in Birmingham last night. There was loads of gigs. Let us know how she was.
Yeah.
Was she really informed? Did she do all the hits?
I think DJs here as well are really guilty of it. Now, listen, they've got to see a lot of bands, especially, you know, the introducing and all that kind of thing. There's a lot to see. There's a lot of music about.
They can't see
I don't
see
believe
it
for a minute that they go to all the gigs.
I don't.
Which is why you often hear on radio...
Yeah, really good.
Yeah, she was really informed at all the hits.
So, I think that as well. I've always thought that.
Come
it's
on.
Like, come on, you don't go to that many
come
gigs.
On.
It's not like humanly possible.
Or you're showing face.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? You're there, BC. Do a Matt Edmondson with the situation.
Yeah,
I'm not
yeah.
saying he does this with gigs, but he does this at the Christmas party.
Yeah.
Where he just turns up, gets in as many pictures as possible in the first 3 or 4 minutes and then leaves. But the legacy is strong because he's in all the pictures.
So let us know who you saw.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello to the person I went to see, Paloma Faith at Carfest at the weekend. She was really informed at all the hits. That's what they're saying. Excellent news.
This is so stupid.
I know.
But weirdly, it stuck with us all weekend, didn't it?
She was really informed at all the hits.
Scott Mills.
People are getting the phrase slightly wrong. We all need to get it right, okay? So this is the thing, like... If you want to say you went to a gig last night, it happened on Radio 1 years ago. A DJ was like, went to see Cher last night in London. She was really on form, did all the hits. Cher had cancelled the gig. So we're kind of taking this on board ourselves. Becca in Glasgow, you're not quite there. She says, I saw Ariana Grande in the live lounge. She was great, did all the hits. It needs to be, she was really on form, did all the hits.
Yeah, I think if we all do this, at some point we're going to end up in a review for a gig. And that's why I really want to see this. I want to see this all over online.
Yeah, I want to see it in print or yeah. like on some kind of official kind of...
It's really on form, did all the hits.
Yeah, on some website, and that'll be the review of the gig. Never went. Hey, Bethan, what did you see at the weekend?
I saw Catfish and the Bottlemen.
And how was it?
She was on really on form. She did all the hits.
I'll get in there. I've been talking to your
answer phone, Anna. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Australian TV is banging at the moment.
Well, I think you prefer it, don't you?
I think I do.
I mean, everything, there seems to be, like, every show that's big over here seems to be better in Australia. That's what you've been telling me.
At the moment, I think yes. Like Australian Love Island. I'm sorry, but I think it was a bit better than ours this year. I do.
Are you vegan?
I'm pescatarian, so
pescatarian.
I eat
fish. Yeah, I used to be kangatarian, so I know what you mean. But I used to only eat kangaroo and fish.
Oh!
Because kangaroos aren't farmed.
Yeah,
so
that's nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
So what is the gap in the market, do you think? Just more Australian British TV? What would be an Australian EastEnders? Oh, no, I suppose that's
Neighbours.
Neighbours, isn't it?
It's Neighbours, yeah. Kangatarian. Only eats kangaroo. Incredible. I don't know where they find these characters. I think partly it's because Australians are more likely to kind of be very honest and overshare information. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
And let me know if you've been watching Love Island, because the Australian one, because they've been showing it here recently. I've seen quite a lot of people who are quite hooked on it.
Is it fair to say as well that Australian TV and radio and stuff like that, is it just like they can get away with saying more? Like,
yeah, they can.
There's like,
100%.
It's a good thing, but there's like swearing and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's more casual.
Yeah, it's much more, let's say, laid back. They've taken another one of our shows and possibly made it better.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Another one we mentioned when we said that Australian TV is a bit better. Actually, not all of it is better. I'm just saying the reality TV. Do you remember we talked about The Bachelor, which is on over there at the moment, with the guy called the Honey Badger?
Oh, yeah, legend. Legend.
He's funny.
Well, I knew about this guy before because he was a rugby player.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was a rugby player. He's the one that says, yeah, I'm a I can't do the accent, okay, but hit him with pace.
Oh, yeah, hit it with pace. Aussie Love Island is phenomenally better. The version of Caroline Flack, Sophie Monk, is a legend. Her faces during the recouplings, she's a queen. Kelly says Love Island is great, mainly because they call her duvet a duna. And Lauren says 100% loving Australia Love Island right now.
We've got the Honey Badger clip.
Oh, here you go.
Just play the grab.
Here's the grab.
So you're about to meet the girls for the first time, go into the house. How are you feeling about all of it?
Well, I suppose I haven't really seen much of it before. So I think when you don't know what's in front of you, like Dad always said, just hit it with pace.
Oh, God. It makes you want to move there, I think. So they've now done a version of Take Me Out, Australia. Can you imagine? Oh, also Australian Gogglebox. Incredible. Right, so it's the same show, it's the same music. There's no Paddy O'Connell obs. What's that guy saying? That wouldn't happen.
Paddy McGuinness?
Yeah. Did I say that?
You said someone different.
But who did I say? Paddy O'Connell. Did I?
Now, who's that?
No, he's off of Radio 4. And Eurovision. Anyway, right, so here's...
Paddy O'Connell on the brain.
Here's the first girl, and she just met this guy. What does she think of him?
And you're super sweet, but you are very, very Gold Coast, and I am very, very opposite of Gold Coast.
Nice, but you're very Gold Coast.
Oh, what does that mean?
It means, I've just looked this up, so here's an actual Australian's view of someone from the Gold Coast. I just looked this up online, okay? People from the Gold Coast usually wear heavy gold jewellery, hoop earrings, and have a basic orange tan. Also, crime capital of Australia.
Okay.
So she's like saying, I'm the opposite of Gold Coast. But now I'd like you to meet Mallory. Now, obviously, I mean, the girls on our one, they have a bit of a chat, they have a bit of banter, don't they? But not in the same way, not on the same level. Listen to what Mallory's saying.
I got really intimidated by him and I nearly weaned myself, so I just thought it's not good to get into a relationship if I'm going to be weaning all over him, you know?
There we are, so quite intimidated, almost weaned herself, but doesn't want to be in a relationship if I'm weaning all over him. Incredible. Would you like to hear some of Mallory's best bits?
Yes, please.
Gorgeous Mallory.
Hey,
how are you going?
Pretty excited to meet you. Bit of a fan.
Can you make that noise again?
You're so, so, so attractive. And I imagine that we'll probably get papped somewhere and you'll be like, oh, yeah. And I'll be like, so.
Mallory, wow.
I'm speechless. I'm flustered.
Amazing.
I like Mallory. I think
Mallory's the kind of person you would have met on Schoolies when you were on the Gold Coast.
There's a different energy with the Australian one.
I don't know what it is. They're just more open to say what's on their mind. It's less British. It's not always a good thing, by the way.
Yeah. We've discussed this idea off air before about doing an exchange. Like, send me over to Australia. This show inherits an Australian and we just try things out for a bit.
Yeah.
Be interesting to get a sort of different view on the world.
It really would.
Scott Mills. BBC.
Sometimes it happens, actually happens to me quite a lot, where I see a TV show or I hear a radio show and I'm like, oh, why didn't I get that guest on? Or why didn't we think of that first? It does happen quite a lot.
Yeah.
It's like Greg's Game of Phones feature. I was like, oh, that's so good.
We could be better as a team, and I'm saying this to everyone involved in the show, at booking some of these types of people.
Right, so this morning...
Well, quirky.
Whoever the quirky guest booker is on this morning, They need a raise. A rise, not a raise, I'm not American. Because, I mean, the guests just keep on coming and they are brilliant on this morning with Philip and Holly. So, I don't even remember, a while back, this lady was on this morning telling Holly and Phil this.
I don't know what I can say on
TV.
You
just had sex.
Wait.
You had sex?
Yeah, I had sex with a ghost.
With a ghost?
Yeah. Yes. But you can't wrap your arms around a ghost.
No.
So that's the lady that's had it off with a ghost there. And Philip Schofield was on exceptional form that day. His line of questioning on point.
So the relationship with this particular spirit fizzled out over a period of time. And, I'm sort of trying to figure out what it is that goes wrong in a relationship with a ghost. Because you can't have the normal arguments like you haven't put the bins out or your conversation is boring or, you know, I don't like the way you're wearing your hair and all of those sort of things. So was it just down to the fact that you both got bored with the sex?
I think so. I think it was just one of those things that just started to happen less and less.
These are the people we need on the show, Chris.
I know.
He even coined this excellent phrase.
So once you go ghost, you never go back.
Pretty much, yeah.
Is that right?
It is.
Go on, Philip. You know he's loving this. Imagine if you could have a baby with your ghost lover.
I mean, that would be quite a unique thing to see, wouldn't it? Like a ghost. The ghost baby. Like, so, yeah. Be like Casper.
Maybe.
And then Phil really goes in.
I should imagine you've got quite a name for yourself in the spirit world.
Well, I can tell you, I have an update on the ghost lady. She may have a new partner.
Scott Mills.
Okay, so the lady that was in love with the ghost, sadly that went a bit wrong. Always horrible when relationships go wrong, but pleased for her. The lady they had on this morning, the ghost lady, has a new ghost partner. Would you like the update?
Yeah, so she was back on this morning to talk all about it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so she's got someone new.
So when did you first encounter this presence?
When I was over in Australia and I was taking a walk out in the bush and just suddenly it approached me.
Yeah, so they met in the Australian bush and he followed her back to the UK. But what are they like? Good sense of humour, enjoys having fun, etc.
Very ancient, very wise, very kind.
See, all of the things I look for in a partner myself, very ancient.
Say, sounds like the ideal ghost.
Very wise, very kind. And there's more, everyone. God, we need to get these people on. They're getting married! Congratulations!
Things good with you at the minute? Do you go on date nights whenever? Has anything interesting happened recently?
Yeah, they're really good with us. We're hoping to get a hand fasting ceremony soon. So
lovely.
Hand fasting.
Oh, is that like a marriage?
Yeah, it's kind of like a spiritual marriage. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so pleased for them. That's really
nice.
I've
not actually heard of that before.
A hand fasting marriage?
No.
Me neither, but it's happening. And this is great. He does sound like a very sexy ghost.
Do you get excited? Do you get turned on by this relationship?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you did say that actually on the flight back from Australia, you did actually go into the loo and do what some people do.
Member of a Mile High Club, yeah.
And why did you need to go into the loo to do that if nobody can see that presence there?
Because, I don't know, wouldn't be able to get into it on the seats, I guess.
So even then you felt you needed to be private?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
On a plane, in the loo, with a new love of the ghost. Last week, we had Jake on Bangers, and he chose Chris's choice, which was by Example. Example was listening and sent us a voice note. This is what happened on air.
Tell that fella who just chose my song to tweet me now, and I'm going to give him free festival tickets for the weekend.
Let's get an update from Jake now and see if Example came through and was true to his word. Hey, Jake.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I hear that there was a time where you were a bit worried that he wasn't going to come through.
Yeah, it was all a little bit late notice. I actually left from home on the Sunday morning. So he sent me a message saying, can you come to Victoria's Festival on Sunday? And I said yes. And then I didn't hear anything from him for ages.
Yeah.
So I left from home on Sunday morning, still not knowing if I was getting tickets.
Okay, and where was the festival and where's home?
So festival was in Portsmouth. And homes in Brighton, so about an hour away from each other.
Okay, yeah. It's kind of a journey you don't want to make if you don't have to, I guess, but it could have been worse.
Exactly, yeah. You know, thank God it wasn't, you know, tickets to Leeds Festival or something.
Yeah.
And having to trek all the way up there.
So how did it finally get resolved?
Well, basically, by the time I'd arrived in Portsmouth, I got a message saying that I was on the guest list with a plus one, turned up, went to the kind of guest list area, said, you know, I'm with Example, I'm under my name, got tickets and got into the festival.
That's amazing.
I'm with Example.
You didn't have to do that thing where you turned up at the guest list and they didn't have your name on the list because he wasn't that organised, and then you had to give the full context to why you were there. Explain that you were on Radio 1, you were on Bangers, Example called in.
And they'll be like, yes, sure, Jan.
I mean, I already had screenshots of my messages. I'd been DMing with Example. I had screenshots prepared just in case that was going to happen.
That is
just in
very
case
good.
I had to show someone.
That's very good prep.
Yeah, well, I thought, you know, the worst comes to the worst. I need to have something to back me up.
And what was he like?
Well, I did. Unfortunately, I didn't get to actually meet him, but his show was absolutely amazing. And I did get to message him just before his show, saying where I was standing, and he said that he'd look out for me, and then he said afterwards, DM me again, saying that he'd seen me and everything.
What a nice man.
I know, he seems really nice, and his show was just absolutely unbelievable, nuts.
Was he really on form, did all the hits?
Yeah, absolutely. He did a couple from his new album, and a couple of the kind of, you know, classic Example tracks, and he said that Victoria's Festival was his favourite gig of the summer.
I think he said that at Ascot Racecourse when I was with him as well.
Listen, he says about... Yeah, I think he says that about all of them.
They are all his favourites, that's why.
You said that he saw you.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, he says he saw me.
How?
Well, because I messaged him saying I was in the front row, kind of centre left, and I was going to wave when he came on.
And he's like, I definitely saw you, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, I hope so. Even if it wasn't, it was, you know, the nice lie, the white lie.
How many times did he go, from the front to the back, from the front to the back, from the front to the back? How many times?
No, it was all, let's go absolutely nuts, all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
He had a potty mouth on him at Ascot, actually.
He had a bit of a potty mouth on him at Portsmouth as well.
I don't agree with it. I don't like it, Jake.
No, it's not for a young, respectable gentleman like
it's
him.
It's not for me.
Well, listen, no. I think you absolutely smashed it. You came on to do Bangers. You end up at a festival with Example. Good times.
Absolutely. I mean, thanks so much to you guys and to Radio 1 for kind of making it happen, and to Example, obviously.
No worries at all. I'm glad it all worked out, really.
Yeah, so am I. You know, it almost didn't happen, but then it did. And it's been such a great weekend because of it.
You didn't ask for it as well. It all came from Example. There's something quite nice about people coming onto Bangers, Scott, and whilst they're there requesting something from someone.
If he wasn't on the way to the butcher's and listening to Radio 1, this would never have happened. True. Sliding doors.
Exactly. And I listen to Bangers every day at work. And I've never heard anything like this happen before.
It hasn't.
So it was really,
I'd encourage it more, though. If your song gets picked and you're a pop star that's listening, then, you know, offer up some help to the listener that chose you.
Give back a little bit.
Yeah.
Definitely, definitely.
Good to speak to you, Jake. Glad you had a good weekend.
Thanks so much.
Love you, bye. Scott Mills. We are back tomorrow from 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.